This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do I know Allah is really there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, believe it or not, this is an important question. Every single Muslim out there should be able to answer this. How do we know Allah is there? We can't speak to Him, because we don't hear a voice in return. We can't touch Him, we can't see Him. So how do we know He's actually there and Allah exists? So in the Quran, there are dozens of ayat that indicate and tell us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Here's the first. Allah azza wa jal, in the second surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, in the second verse, Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. In this book, there is absolutely no doubt. Which human being on the face of this planet can make that claim? Who can author anything and say, in this book, it's absolutely perfect? So, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ also means perfection. Like, there's nothing in the Quran that's going to confuse you. There's nothing in the Quran that contradicts itself. And yes, I know what you're thinking, but I heard this debate. I heard other people say there's contradictions in ayat. Some things don't make sense. Some things aren't as clear. That is not a problem with the Quran. That is a problem with us. We are the ones that may lack the understanding. But the Quran itself actually challenges mankind. So here's another way that you know the author is not you and me. It's not an actual human being. But this author has to be something above and beyond, an entity above and beyond. Because in the Quran, several places, Allah challenges mankind to make something similar to it. Who would do that? Who would put such a challenge to mankind and say, look, I've authored a book, here it is. I challenge the world to author something similar to it or better. Because this book, there's no doubt in it, it's absolutely perfect. No human being can make such a claim. But the Quran, at the very beginning, starts to speak to you, starts to reinforce that this Quran is not from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but something beyond. So that's the first thing. It's just the existence of the Quran and the way the Quran is structured. Number two, the ayat of Allah, the complexity in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. So what do I mean by that? Take some time, if you haven't done this, and just watch an animal documentary of any animal. It could be on insects, the ants, the ladybug. Watch a documentary on sea creatures. And you'll notice right away just how complex the animal kingdom truly is. Right now, it's said that we've only explored maybe 2-3% of ocean life on the planet. Think about that. Millions of creatures have been found floating and living in oceans across the world. But that's only been 2-3%. So there is life deep within our oceans we've never seen, we don't even know exists. So the fact that that level of complexity in the animal kingdom, think about how animals live, how they survive, how they live amongst each other, the communities that they live in, the habitat in which they live in, all of that, it synchronizes to perfection. So the animal kingdom in general is a great way for you to know there has to be an entity above and beyond that controls all of this, that designs all of this. And the last and final ayah, amongst many ayat that proves Allah's existence, just look in the mirror. Look at the human body. The human body, and look at how complicated, how precise, how every single cell and every single part of our entire structure is so meticulous and so perfect. If you literally remove one part of your body, it affects the entire function. If you have a headache, if you get sick, it affects your ability to perform. It affects your ability for the entire day. Something so simple, something that goes off just the slightest bit. How does this happen? We can't even repair it. We can't do something to our bodies that stops it from aging, that stops it from becoming weak, that stops it from becoming sick. So when you put this entire package together, you realize that the heart is dependent on something else for it to continue beating. When somebody's heart stops, they pass away. We can't stop that process. We would want our loved ones to be with us forever, but that process comes to an end, which common sense will tell us something else is in charge here, because I have no control over myself. I may think that I do, but I really don't. These are just some of the things, brothers and sisters, for you to think about. There are literally dozens upon dozens of ways that we can see and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really there. And so I guess the last thing I'll leave you with is this. The people who have a connection with Allah, you and me, the people who strive to pray and worship a creator, does this make sense if I say to you, we just know He's there. You just know it. And that's what Iman, that's what true Iman does. It puts you in a place where you're convinced, you're confident, and you know 100% Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is out there. Some things we just can't explain. This perhaps could be part of that conversation, but I hope these few points, inshallah ta'ala, can re-emphasize and reinforce. Feel confident, feel positive, and know with certainty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. May Allah azza wa jal keep us close to Him. Allahumma ameen.